Usually, if you got in any kind of hubbub down there in Mexico, they locked your ass up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the Marine Corps didn't want you down there. So, and we had been in trouble with the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
So, man, that was a guy sitting beside me on that damn plane. Dumbass. I don't know what ever happened to him. I don't know where he went. We got to Okinawa and I don't know where he ended up at.
I'm surprised Gene didn't get that. Well, Gene said he couldn't hear the music. I didn't know he was deaf.
And then all of a sudden I hear all this commotion and hollering and shit going on. I thought, what the hell is going on back there? Well, it was that damn buddy of mine. He come out of there, and him and that gal had gotten into it. Well, they called the damn police. The police showed up, bam, just real quick. And there we were, there was three policemen. And you weren't supposed to be in Mexico. You get court-martialed and everything else. Plus, if you got locked up in that Tijuana jail, there he was in there. So here I am, and he's over there raising, cussing, and I'm telling him to shut the hell up, and these cops come in, these Mexican policemen. And I said, look, guys, I said, you know, him and that gal got into it. He's with me. We're in the Marine Corps, and we're fixing to leave for now. I mean, Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it was. I said, you can't lock us up. I said, we're going to Vietnam. We can't. And they let us go.
You like that?
I said, you got my ass? I said, I can't believe